on this Tuesday morning, 20 minutes now before 7 o'clock. Interesting to see what's happening nationwide. A lot of places that reopened too soon are seeing an increase in number of coronavirus cases. They are rethinking their reopening and even closing some things. Here in Michigan, we have had bars and restaurants open for, I guess, a couple of weeks now, and an East Lansing bar has had to shut down after now dozens of cases of coronavirus have been traced to a large gathering there a couple of weeks ago. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantat. Annette, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Yeah.
Troubling to
so
see
the
these things happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's troubling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a troubling trend. So the East Lansing issue, it actually said dozens. It's actually over 100 now. So it's a pretty big outbreak. We do have, and the cases have extended across 19 counties. So, including one in St. Clair County. So what I think the lesson to be learned here is it's not over there. It is as quick as a breath away from you. And one of the things I want to emphasize is this, of course, is a younger crowd. I think the average age of this cohort, this group's 21, something early 20s. And our experience with the younger people, because we are also in St. Clair County seeing a gradual increase and a definite shift in the types of cases. I think I might have mentioned that, maybe not last week, but I would say in the last 5 days at least, a shift in the type of cases where prior all of our new cases were related to the nursing homes and long-term care facilities. In this situation now, what we're seeing is just, you know, everyday people, regular people who've been somewhere, typically to a bar, a restaurant. Bars and restaurants seem to be the hot spots. And so, you know, back to this kid, they're reluctant to answer the phone and talk to us. And what I want to do is make a plea that if we do call you, if you get a call from the health department, it is critical. We are not trying to penalize, regulate, or punish anyone, but the only way we are going to be able to control this from turning into another surge is to control these cases, which means we identify who you've been in contact with, we notify them, and people quarantine and self-isolate so that this virus doesn't spread any further. And it is totally dependent on people's cooperation and their behavior. I mean, this is not about science. Wow, the science is, the virus, biology, but controlling this now is about you and me and everybody else doing the right thing. I mean, this is it's time, right? It's time. And I just want to tell everybody, this is the time to take a step back. We are all sick and tired of this thing. I know it. We're sick of being inside. But this is not the time to rush out and go to a big party. This is not the time to crowd into an indoor space. This is not the time to go on vacation, even though you got the sniffles and the cold. If you are sick, even mildly sick, please don't go anywhere. And I know that's hard. I know that's hard, but oh, it's just so, so important. This thing just spreads so easily. It's just astounding to me, even as a physician, how quickly we're seeing this thing just take back off. So that's my plea.
I mean, that case, you know, and that's a good plea. I mean, this case here in Michigan with, you know, all these people that gathered at a bar in East Lansing and then spread out across the state afterward. Oh, my goodness. And now there's, you say, over 100 cases all traced to that one gathering.
And I do want to put a shout out. The bar was doing a good job by all accounts. They were following the executive order. They were doing everything. They were following the letters of the law, but people were not all able to get in because of the limited occupancy, and they were waiting outside. And it was, I believe, that waiting outside clustered together. I know I recently went to a restaurant out in Lapeer County, and they were following the rules, but everybody that couldn't get was waiting outside. No one was masked. No one was, you know, they were all congregated together. And then to get into the restaurant, You know, we had to walk through this crowd. Now, like I said before, you know, brief walking past somebody is not really the big thing. It's standing around, chit-chatting, hanging out, right? And that's the thing I think that really nailed this. And, of course, this isn't the only outbreak in Michigan. There's many that we're following. No official outbreaks, I would say, in St. Clair County. I think the new standard, if you will, the new normal is two cases that are linked together in a business or in a restaurant will be considered an outbreak, in which case we would publicly announce that so that people can understand, you know, the importance of all this. But, well, I tell you what, we're just a blink away, just a blink away.
It, no doubt. And I want to go back to something that you mentioned, you know, as you're trying to contact people that have been in contact with people that were at Harper's, for example, and they're not picking up their phones. Why are you making those calls, and what do you want to find out from them or tell them when you reach people that have been part of an outbreak like this?
Well, it's very simple. It's public health 101. We all have been hearing contact tracing. This contact tracing, it's individuals who have been exposed or presumed to be exposed to the virus have to be told to quarantine, because there is no other way of knowing whether you've been infected. As you know, you can be infected and not have symptoms, or you can be infected. It can take up to 14 days to show symptoms. And I tell you, just simply going and getting a test is not the answer. It's helpful sometimes, and sometimes we'll ask you to go get a test, but your test can be negative on day 2 after exposure, and you can get sick on day 5, okay? So that need to self-quarantine and keep yourself separate from particularly individuals who may be at risk. So if this is so for instance, you know, an individual, a young person was exposed 4 days ago, and now they're visiting grandma, or they've gone home to live with their parents who then go to work in a nursing home. These are the kinds of things that get out of hand really quickly. So that individual would be asked to hunker down. If they're living in a household, you're really careful. You stay in your room. You eat separately. You use your bathroom facilities separately. You don't spend time watching TV with that individual. When you're in the room with them, you wear a mask. You do that for 14 days so that you don't transmit that virus to them unwittingly. And I don't think anybody really, I think maybe that's why young people aren't answering. Maybe they feel bad. They don't want to feel responsible. But I'll tell you, denying it doesn't make it go away. And the only way this is going to work is if people cooperate. We have to be able to talk to you, and we have to be able to talk to your friends, so that they all do the same thing at the same time. It doesn't help if we talk to your friends after they get sick, because now we have a new set of contact tracing people to do. You understand? So we don't want, you know, this could, it just kind of, it's like dominoes. So we need to pick this up at the beginning of this transmission cycle and hopefully stop it before it gets to the second, third, you know, fourth iteration, because each time there's more people. So one person infects 2, 2, 4, 4, 8. And before you know it, you're infecting, there's like, you know, 50, 100. It doubles every time. So we think this is really important. And I thank you for letting me talk again. I think that is the message of the day, even though Michigan is not surging. Michigan is at a precarious point where people need to pull back. And I don't know what the governor is going to do. I don't know what the governor is going to back off or just delay, or maybe she's going to go forward with phase 5. But regardless, you and me and everybody who cares about this, and I hopefully we all do, will understand that this is a moment in time here. We've got some important, I'd say it's the next 30 days are critical. Really, if we can tap this off in the next 30 days and see that this this curve, because we're kind of going up in St. Clair County, this slow curve. If we can tap it off and see it kind of plateau and stay stable at a new upper level, that's a win, and we can live with that. If it continues to go up, it's going to start going up faster and faster and faster, and then we're going to lose control again. So, real important stuff.
Well,
real important stuff.
We'll see what the governor has to say later today.
Yeah.
She'll be speaking at 3 o'clock, and it should be very interesting. I think you're right. It's a tipping point. It's a very important time that we're in right now.
And I would say it doesn't matter what the governor says, because we're in control of what we do. We're in control of our own behavior. And St. Clair County is a fabulous place, and we have amazing people who live here who cooperate. Just change your plans, people. Just back it off, and I think it'll help everybody. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Annette. Have a nice Independence Day weekend, and we'll talk again very soon.
And stay cool.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, you too.